This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson detecting cardiovascular clearance on patient Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, first name Donna, D-O-N-N-A. The date of birth, May 8, 1954. The date of evaluation, September 27, 2022. The chief complaint, back pain. The additional complaint of shoulder pain, the HPI. The patient is a 67-year-old right-handed female who reports history of shoulder pain, period. She had noted that her pain had been progressively worsened, period. She was seen by orthopedic, where she noted intermittent left arm / shoulder pain, period. She had undergone treatment with cortisone on March 23rd, 2022, period. This apparently did not provide much relief, period. She has had difficulty sleeping on her left side, as well as reaching for items with her left arm, period. Pain is noted to be stabbing. And is associated with weakness, period. She previously underwent physical therapy. Period. However, this did not provide significant relief, period. She was evaluated by orthopedic on May 4, 2022, and felt to require surgery, period. She is now scheduled for left shoulder surgery on October 10, 2022, period. In addition to her shoulder pain, period, she reports back pain of greater than 1 month's duration, period. Pain is sharp and is especially worse on driving over, in quote, bumps, B-U-M-P-S, close quote, period. There is mild relief by Tylenol, period. This pain is rated 6/10. But then it increases to 10/10 on going over any uneven surfaces, period. Her back pain is non-radiating, period. It is not associated with respiration or any urinary symptoms, period. Her past medical history, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, Next number, left ventricular outflow tract obstruction. Next number, trivial pericardial effusion. Next number, adhesive capsulitis. Next number, pancreatitis. Next number, diastolic heart failure. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy. She has had colonoscopy in January of 2022, period. The medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, next number simvastatin 20 milligrams HS, next number, Amaryl, 2 milligrams BID, Losartan, 50 milligrams daily, Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, Calvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID. However, apparently, Calvedilol had been discontinued. She apparently is taking Metoprolol, 25 milligrams BID. In addition, she takes pantoprazole 40 milligrams HS, iron sulfate 325 milligrams, one daily. The allergies, penicillin, family history, mother required a valve replacement. Apparently has a pig valve. Father has history of kidney cancer. An older sister had breast cancer. Social history, patient smokes pack per day. She has distant marijuana use. Review of systems. She has had correction constitutional. She has had weight loss, period. Neck, she has decreased motion and pain. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Hematologic is significant for history of acute blood loss, anemia, requiring transfusion, period. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 135/80, pulse 63, respiratory rate 18. Height 71 inches. Weight 190.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal, the left shoulder reveals severe tenderness on abduction, period. There is further noted to be tenderness in the right paravertebral region. Period. The impression, one, back pain, unclear etiology. Next number, diabetes type 2. Next number, hypertension. Next number, impingement syndrome of left shoulder. Next number, osteoarthritis of left AC joint. Next number, type 2 SLAP lesion, left. Next number, left shoulder rotator cuff and biceps tendinosis, chronic unstable. Note, prior MRI had revealed moderate supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis, period small subcortical cyst with mild surrounding bone marrow edema in the greater tuberosity. Next number, moderate biceps tendinosis and subscapularis tendinosis. Longitudinal split within the proximal biceps tendon and superior lateral aspect of the subscapularis tendon. The next number, mild atrophy of the supraspinatus muscle. Next number, type 2 curved acromial configuration without undersurface blurring. Next number, high-grade cartilage loss in the acromioclavicular joint and mild adjacent spurring. Next number, circumferential tearing of the glenoid labrum. There is mild thinning of the cartilage in the inferior medial aspect of the humeral head. High-grade cartilage loss at the mid portion of the posterior glenoid rim. Period, there is moderate effusion of the glenohumeral joint. Period. The plan, she requires x-ray of the LS spine and chest x-ray to evaluate her back pain, period. Labs to be reviewed, period. She is otherwise cleared for a surgical procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.